have a short little piece on privilege that I wanted to get out. Try to make something of a messy day today. And I just wanted to say, I think for some, so I've been a little bit on both sides. I can't say I've been on, you know, the other side of privilege entirely because I still have white skin. But having had a disability last year, I had a whole other, you know, experience of that. And financial hardship, a level of financial hardship I'd never had before. Well, actually, I had had it before because I was little the first time that I, you know, experienced poverty, I guess you could say. But here's the thing, I think, to speak on both sides here or to kind of try to bridge the gap. And again, I have 5 minutes because today I was caught in a shit ton of traffic going on to my appointment today. So this is what I wanted to say. I feel like a lot of times with perfectionism and privilege, what it feels like is for those of privilege, maybe specifically white males, but it doesn't have to necessarily be because these days there's all sorts of reasons that we end up in different socioeconomic classes, regardless of our skin and gender. So it gets complicated. But point being is sometimes I feel like, or I can say this from even having been in a place of privilege even before I experienced some disabling limitations last year. Even before that, what it felt like was I'm a perfectionist and I'm part, back then, me only looking at part of my life. I'm part of a certain middle class or was raised in a certain middle class. And then again, white privilege, which there's, you know, almost like a specific value that you could put to that regardless of which class you grew up in, which again, super complex, but bear with me. I used to feel like, and I also felt this way as a perfectionist, was if even being privileged and being such a perfectionist, I couldn't get that far, in, like as far as I wanted to get in life, like how can you, I can't even imagine if I didn't have that privilege. And I think that that's where the fear is. This is what I wanted to say about privilege. I'll have a separate statement or conversation on the perfectionism piece in a second, because that's a little bit different of a journey there. But the point about privilege, I can just say, is that maybe where the fear is for a lot of people is if I did, if I were to give up that privilege, or if I didn't have that privilege, imagine how much harder it would be. Because even with the privilege, for the struggling middle class, especially in our country, as our country is becoming more extreme, or possibly I'm, you know, subject to how it seems, you know, in the areas that I'm living, the big gap. My point is yes, understand that fear, but then also use that to empathize with the fact that, like, exactly, you have privilege or had privilege, and it was still that difficult to kind of get ahead in life, or to reach the goals that you wanted to reach. Much less could you imagine not having that privilege. And so it's kind of like twofold, just understanding the fear behind there, and like it's very relevant for our country right now and what we've been going through. And then at the same time, being like, wow, you know, all the more reason, you know, to have empathy and understand, and especially if like we can restructure the whole thing, we're kind of, and I don't want this to sound naive of me, but, or, you know, overly optimistic, but, you know, essentially where everyone can win and where we can have a better middle class, essentially. And of course, address these issues around privilege. So the reason why that came up to me tonight, today, is because I came upon a whole bunch of traffic going to my appointment today, resulting in, so I left actually on time today, and I already have a hard time sometimes with punctuality to the T. And I ended up in so much traffic that it resulted in an extra half an hour to a destination that already takes me half an hour to get to. So an hour journey today. And as much as that does, you know, stress me out and did stress me out and ignites all the lovely things around my nervous system and stress and all these other things, I was still able to navigate it a little bit from a specific space because these particular appointments are covered by my insurance. So I'm just saying, momentarily, taking one factor out of that, being the financial aspect of it, it's really not a huge loss financially. It's still a loss for the service. I'll be having a shorter appointment because of it. And again, stress, which is still my choice to, you know, engage in, but regardless of my agency and ability and choice to engage in my own personal ecosystem and my own personal bubble, I'm still in, you know, super congested traffic and super stressful conditions driving. And, you know, of course had like some dude almost like, we were getting both on the freeway and the guy was so far behind me, sped up to come around me while the lane is merging into one lane, and like was so close to my car, you know, that it was not okay, right? So, well, that's not fun. I just have a little bit more of that room because of one less aspect of it. So it got me thinking about privilege, especially because I don't always have that privilege in every situation. When it comes to my own personal business, a lot of times I have to be a lot more cutthroat. And all last year, I felt like my back was against the wall, which is for a whole new episode and another conversation about all sorts of things that I learned from that experience. So I'll leave it there. The only other piece I was going to say about perfectionism, there's like some parallels there, but it's not exactly the same conversation. So I'm, you know, happy to clarify that there's a difference, but it's kind of an interesting take on the psychology behind perfectionism. Cause I've talked to a few other friends of mine that also had perfectionism, and the thing with, you know, choosing to start letting that go at some point in your life is often we haven't even reached the levels we wanted to reach, even having been a perfectionist. And so we're like, wait, now you want me to like let up on that even more? So that's the end of that conversation. There's probably much more to say, but guess what? I'm at my destination. So I'm going to go get it. And thanks for joining me. This was a nice little short one. Little snack for you. All right. Have a good one. And everyone, please do your best to be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Doesn't mean you have to take shit. Just try to have a moment of pause and peace and perspective.